Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hello, Freakazoids. I'm glad you are here. As always, share. And when this is all over, please comment and rate on wherever you're getting the podcast. And subscribe. That's pretty important. Subscribe. All the new ones will pop up there. Say notification.
Yeah, and then tell your friend, you know, I heard this amazing podcast.
Yes.
I want to share it with you because I love you. That's what you do for friends.
What's that?
That's what you do for friends.
We're giving this.
You give them the gift of comedy.
You do. And subscribe. And then we're on your phone and on your tablet and on your computer and everywhere you need us and want us. Big news from the management at Radio One. Our vice president of all the Charlotte radio stations. Was a whole
Say her name, Marsha. Her name is Marsha Landis.
Marsha's
and
the lady.
This woman is a goddess.
Yep.
And I'm not just saying this because she's a unicorn in our industry, because it needs to be said that you find very few women in the role of general manager, let alone market manager over seven stations.
Right. And I am not sucking up, because that's not what I do.
No. You are physically incapable of just sucking up. But Marsha did something for us that we have been fighting for.
Years.
For nearly years. 20 years.
nearly 20 years.
And this fight has made me feel like a mean girl.
Yeah.
Because what has happened over the years is an email goes out. The email goes, hey, Matt.
Hey.
Congratulations on celebrating your 5-year anniversary with the company. And then dozens of coworkers, instead of sending a response to Matt saying, hey, guy,
directly.
Saw that email about you celebrating your anniversary.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
No, they don't send it directly to you. They reply all.
Yes.
So you get dozens of emails.
Sounds like it feels like millions.
It clogs your inbox.
Well, it's different now because it's even worse now because of the way our email before used to be, you would get it and it would be a separate email.
Right.
From
so
somebody.
You would have 40 emails about Eric's new baby.
Oh, it wouldn't be a trend. It would just be one email at a time.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think that was better than this form, because this version.
So now when that email goes out that says, hey, Eric Kelly II, you're the new producer of Matt Ramona in the Mornings. Congratulations. Instead of that happening and all the separate emails, we have a string of emails all in one. So in order to get to the original email or anything else pertinent that applies to it, you have to wade through all of the messages to get to the original one.
Yep. And so yesterday,
it robs you of precious minutes of your life just for someone to say, attaboy, or way to go, or congrats, exclamation point.
And I think a lot of those people do it to make it about them almost. They want to be noticed that I
just wanted you to know that I'm a team player, so congratulations, Eric. So that's why it has felt so mean all of these years. And a couple of times, called people out, like saying, hey, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Jennifer.
We did it on the air before.
We did it on the air. And it felt mean. But I can no
from a good place,
longer
probably.
Honor your feelings over mine.
No.
Because it is a drain. It's a drain.
It's annoying.
So we're in a meeting yesterday, and it's a big teams meeting of the talk station,
sports
our station, the Mix 107, sports,
sales,
gospel, hip hop, R&B, it's everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And Marsha takes a stand against the reply all.
I couldn't believe
And it was a virtual meeting. And what I try to do is just maintain a good facial expression, because you don't know who's looking at you at any given time.
Right.
But I had to lift up holy hands.
You did lift up holy hands.
I had to, because I was like, I cannot let this moment go by without praise. Jesus, I have been begging for this for years.
I send virtual hand claps, and I don't usually react to it. I send virtual hand claps. And in retrospect, I'm thinking that the reply all people are probably like, so that's the ass.
Because there were a couple of the reply all people were in that meeting.
Oh, of course they did. I wonder if they noticed that it was about that.
I mean, did they feel bad? Like, ooh, why? Ooh.
Yeah.
I feel stepped on.
I wonder if they did. Or like, I can't believe I was doing this. Or we're
or
like,
I thought it, like, wait, you mean people don't appreciate my way to go,
what
Eric?
Were they thinking? I'd like to know what they were thinking.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm pretty sure if they hear this podcast, they're commenting, okay? Somebody's going to be like, so you talking about me?
No, they
won't. No, they can't. They can't. If you're that person, you just sink into the bushes like Homer Simpson in that GIF, and you just hope that no one knows you're an offender.
Did you just GIF in real life?
Yes. Yes.
I would love, though, for someone to come forward and say, listen, I just wasn't aware. I'm so happy you brought this to my attention.
I've been diagnosed with terminal unself-awareness. I have a lack of awareness of other human beings and their time and existence. I just need you to know that I wish people good.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
I just need you to know.
If something popped up like that and it was about something I did, I would be like the so sorry person typing a long so sorry email. I didn't know. I never heard about this.
And every single time someone would do it, it would take 100% of my Jesus to not say this is unnecessary, not to type back Mark, Jennifer,
or whoever,
Holly, this is unnecessary.
Yes,
it takes every, because it feels so mean.
Well,
it feels so mean.
But then I thought maybe I'll pull them aside because they're socially awkward or whatever,
and you identify.
Yeah, I identify
as a socially awkward guy.
Yeah, and so take them aside, like, you just might not know the social norms. So I'm going to let you in on something. People hate you, reply all, but I can't.
Jeez,
I thought that would be weird.
Man.
But I would think it would be helpful.
I mean, I think it would be
somebody
helpful.
Somebody had to drop that truth bomb, and
Marcia did
I believe it's such an improvement of our culture that she took a stand. Like, it's seriously.
Yeah. And she
because
did.
Everyone knows emails are a drain on our society. Yeah. Everyone knows this.
Everyone knows.
But for her to take a stand, it was like, she sees me. She knows my pain. She's in touch with the people.
Yes, she knows her own pain. Just imagine, she's getting 101 emails from whole different places.
Oh, Lord.
And then she got Charlotte, North Carolina, all 69 of us just emailing her back and forth. She was like, not today. Thanks. That's what y'all are emailing me about.
It might have been just me and the place I was in mentally at the time, but there was one point where an email went out from HR about some bagels in the kitchen.
Ooh.
And this dude who was watching his carbs did a reply all saying that the HR girl was a vile temptress. And that set me off in a way. I was like, I'm about to storm into this man's office. How unnecessary, sir. How unnecessary.
You know, and I don't like it either, but at least it was some sort of attempt to create. Would you
as opposed
to just congratulations?
No.
I don't need that.
No.
I don't want either. Don't get me wrong.
No.
That's worse.
Dude.
But I would.
I don't care if you're watching your carbs. I've got things to do other than
read your
vile, treacherous email.
Marcia, the VP, doubled down because she had the recap of the big meeting, and there could have been a million things she chose.
Right.
But of her five bullet points, one was reply all.
Just stop. Just stop.
I love it.
She's my Shiro. She's the wind beneath my wings.
I just hope that people pay heed. There should be like a fine or automatic fire.
Fine. I can't go as far as automatic firing,
I'm
not rushing to her office to defend you.
No, that is for damn sure. And also, this is crazy to me. Half of Americans in relationships say their current partner is the worst sex they've ever had.
Damn. How many?
The worst.
How many?
What?
What percentage?
It says about half.
Half?
Oh, my God.
So y'all just out here having bad sex?
You know what?
Worst ever.
I love my single life.
Yeah.
I do.
20% have experienced more than 10 truly awful sexual encounters in their life.
Mm. What?
The average is 7. People say they're the average person's had 7.
I've had
7 bad ones.
Yeah. 7 bad ones?
Seven bad ones. I would say, I mean, you're going to have some bad ones with your wife, too, if you're a husband.
Right, right.
If you've been together
doesn't have to be 7 randoms.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not 7 different people.
Oh.
Rona wasn't saying she's had sex with 70 people or something.
Okay.
Just 7 bad times.
My garden tool mind was definitely somewhere else.
Yeah, with you.
Wow, okay.
You probably had 70 bad ones, which is only 50%.
You know, I've definitely said, hey, thank you for the experience, but I don't need this again.
Yeah.
Okay.
But 44% stopped in the middle of it because it was so bad.
done that before too.
Yeah, like.
But usually my fault.
No, not my fault. I've never stopped in the middle because it was so bad.
No,
women don't have to worry about it as much.
But I did a little something to make it in faster.
Oh, well,
there was some acting involved. I'll be darned if this wasn't great. Let's just wrap it up.
Don't ever act,
well,
ladies. Don't
I
pretend.
Had one guy get really mad at me that I stopped because it wasn't good for reasons I will tell you off the podcast. But
please don't.
Oh, got you. Yeah. I stopped, though, and I said, hey, it's okay. We're good. That, you know, but he was so mad. He
I
was
mean,
like,
it's got to hurt your feelings, which is why acting, but you don't want to hurt the person.
Hurt my feelings.
I don't, but I was like, hey, I'm not into it anymore.
That
like,
doesn't hurt
good.
Your feelings. And Amy's like, dude, you're not doing anything just special here right now.
No,
I'm done.
Usually we're both
just wrap it up.
See,
wrap it up.
Me too. Like, I'm okay with you telling me, hey, you're just not it right now. You're not it for me. That's fine.
It's probably bad
but if a guy tells you that, you're okay? He's like, Eric, it's not happening.
Yeah, because I would rather him tell me the truth than me continue.
And your feelings aren't hurt at all.
No, my feelings
aren't. Not really.
Okay. I don't think you guys are the norm.
But then it's like, but also.
I don't want to waste my time.
I just want to get my stats.
He got better things
it's
to do.
It's a very rare
sandwiches
chance
sandwiches don't
get
eat
that.
Themselves, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Mattman said sandwiches don't eat themselves.
They don't. You're right.
If she just goes, hey, it's not going to happen, I'm like, not going
to
happen.
Okay, cool.
Let's watch TV.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
See, I'm not like that. I get up and go.
But that's you can't go anywhere.
Oh, no, I can't go. I'm not about to sit TV. Around at your house and hang out. No, we're good. Thanks.
About 70% say good and bad sex is equally unforgettable. Like you remember the good as well as you remember the bad.
I try to erase it. If it's bad, get it out.
Let's see. They talk about people calling out ex's name in the heat of the moment, falling off the couch or bed.
Yeah, that happens.
They talk about. I don't even know. I don't even know it's a podcast. There's certain
acts
like certain positions they talk about.
Yeah,
but I don't go there, but I will go there. I'll go to this place, which is people falling asleep.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Where is the
that happened to a friend of mine, and she really thought that her partner was lingering and enjoying her.
He was asleep.
With deep breaths.
Yeah.
And then she realized, oh, wait a minute. He's snoring.
33% have had that situation. Yeah, I got to admit, I did it a couple times.
Oh,
Matt.
Man.
No wonder your feelings aren't hurt.
Exactly.
You're not even staying awake for it. Like,
right.
My feelings aren't hurt. I barely stayed awake.
I wasn't in deep sleep, but I was like, you know, like,
wait.
Where am I?
Were my hips in action or what?
So get here.
Okay, so explain this to me. You're in the middle of the act.
Some version of it, yes.
Some version of it.
Not necessarily that, yeah.
And you are
dozing off.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just
I've never.
But, you know,
now, that would hurt my feelings.
Right.
That would hurt
now,
my feelings.
That would hurt my feelings. You falling asleep
on
me?
How unexciting am I as a lover?
I would say liquor was involved. Whoa, wait, what?
You know what? That's a good excuse because I'd be like, oh, so you just don't have anything in your system. You're just sleepy. I'm getting boring.
I had a lot of stuff going. It was a long day.
Oh, wow.
It's working morning.
You should have given it up a little earlier. That's on you.
You're going to blame her.
So yeah, blame her. Why'd you wait so long?
Wow.
Yeah, I said 35 or what was it?
You know my antihistamine kicks in at 9.
Yes, 37% said they stopped in the middle to go pee.
I've had that before.
Yeah.
Other people have done
that. That's not sexy at all.
How not?
It's not sexy at all. What do you mean how not? It's not sexy.
That's not. It's definitely not sexy because.
What do you mean how not?
Because you're not welcomed back right away.
Yes.
Because you know, you jump in bed after peeing, you have to jump in face first, kind of wiggle around and wipe it all off.
Wow. He went there.
Well, you want to make sure before you start up again.
And you wonder why all that dude's on my comforter, you nasty thing. You're nasty.
You just pretend you're like,
you're nasty.
Like, actually, all you're doing is drying off.
You're a disgusting human being.
Somewhere in Pride Month, that's a whole sexuality. So he's not. He's not
wrong. I'm doing you a favor. I think you're doing a
What do you mean that's a whole sexuality?
It's a joke.
That's a whole lot of disgust.
No, it's not disgust.
Guys
doing you a favor.
He's not doing anything.
He didn't want to do your hand towel or whatever. He decided to use the sheets.
They make toilet paper for that.
But that's not good enough.
Yes.
You think it's good, and then on the way back, you're like, whoa, where'd that little trickle come from?
What?
I quit.
Oh, wow. You are wild.
I am done.
I'm just telling you, I'm just trying to speak to help you ladies out.
It is over.
I cannot wait to meet Amy Harris, okay? I have so many questions.
Yeah, this is just one of those moments that happens pretty much, I'd say, at least once a week where everybody goes, poor Amy.
I know. Poor Ramona. Poor Amy. Who else?
This little trick.
It happens, and then you just got to pretend you're getting all sexy on the sheets when you're just really drying off.
On the sheets? You go to sleep in them after.
Yeah, but it's dry.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I might have went too far. Enjoy the podcast. Share it. I don't know who you're sharing it with, but not my wife.
Don't send it to your grandma either.
Not in between mat sheets.
Rate it. Comment. Hey, you want to comment? I'm sure you want to comment.
I'm sure you do.
And words like disgusting, degenerate are okay. Right.
Matt Harris, Facebook. Mona Holloway.
Don't complain to me.
Eric Kelly and the Matt and Mona Facebook page. You can comment there. We will talk again soon.